Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes, you're on the Hits with Maddie and PJ.
Milford Money Matters.
It is time to talk all things money. And before we get into this, don't forget it is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. But we are joined by Liam from Milford with some exciting news before we get into it this evening.
Yes, that's right. Last week at the 2026 IMFINS Awards, that's Institute for Financial Professionals New Zealand, Milford was actually named the Diversified Growth Fund Manager of the Year. And we've now won that award in 2022, 2023, 2024, and 2026.
Oh, stop it. Yeah,
so,
you're showing off.
You know, it's great recognition for our investment team and the wider business. We've had some pretty trying conditions to deal with in that time.
All because of you, right, Liam?
Well, look, you said it.
All right, so, well, first of all, that's amazing. Well done. And that is exactly why we get you in, because you guys actually know what you're talking about. We want to talk why long-term returns matter most this week on the show. Why do so many KiwiSaver investors focus on short-term returns, and why can that be misleading?
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people naturally check their KiwiSaver like they would a bank account, because it's so easy to do. And in fact, you know, a lot of people check their balances multiple times a day, even though the value is actually only updated once. They look at what's happened over the past few months or the past year, but that can be misleading, because KiwiSaver isn't a savings account. It's a long-term investment. Markets move up and down constantly, so short-term results can just be noisy, and they don't actually reflect the true direction of your investment. If you judge your KiwiSaver based on those short snapshots, you might think something's wrong when it's actually behaving exactly as expected. And remember, for most investors, KiwiSaver is a decade-long journey. So focusing on short-term movements can create unnecessary worry and lead to poor decisions.
So explain this to me then, Liam. What is the problem with checking your KiwiSaver performance over just like 1 or 3 years?
Well, the issue is that 1 or 3 year periods don't usually capture a full market cycle, which typically goes for sort of 7 to 10 years. And, you know, markets go through ups and downs, growth periods, corrections and recoveries, and short time frames might only show one part of that cycle. So you could be looking at your balance during a downturn and think your fund is underperforming, when in reality it could still be delivering strong returns over the longer term. And it's a bit like judging a marathon runner based on a single kilometre, or my beloved Waz in past seasons. You know, this year is, of course, their year. Or maybe even these episodes when it's just PJ and I, and, you know, sometimes we just need Maddie to steer the ship.
My God!
You know, the point is, the short-term picture doesn't always tell a full story.
Ain't that the truth?
Now, just to wrap it up, why do you reckon experts say the 10-year return is often the most important number to look at?
Well, 10 years, you know, captures a much broader view of performance, typically including both good and bad market conditions, and that makes it a bit more of a reliable indicator, you know, about how a fund performs over time. And since KiwiSaver is designed as a long-term investment, often for retirement decades away, the longer time frame aligns much better with how the money is actually being used. Mm. And it helps investors focus on consistency, overall outcomes, rather than just short-term fluctuations.
Love it, Liam.
We all need a bit more. We all need a bit more consistency in our life. That's definitely true. Hey, Liam, as always, appreciate you joining us for another round of Milford Money. And don't forget, if you want expert advice, you can head along to milfordasset.com and learn more, or call your local Milford office for a free initial no obligation chat today. Cheers, Liam. Have a great rest of your evening.
Will do. See you next time.
This is Alex Warren on the Hits with Maddie and PJ.